Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
We've got your Oklahoma FFA coverage from the 2017 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis on radio, mornings and midday on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Updates each morning on our Farm and Ranch News email. Ongoing coverage all day on the Blue Green Gazette on the OklahomaFarmReport.com website. And we'll even have an ongoing blog through Twitter coverage. Check our website for details. It's all a service of the Oklahoma FFA alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association, building tomorrow's leaders today.
Well, the cattle complex should open on a mixed basis today as traders cautiously position ahead of cash news. The hog contracts are also likely to begin with uneven price action thanks to a combo of spillover buying and profit taking. Now, cattle buying interest should gradually start to improve today with opening bids around $111 in our part of the country. And we're looking at asking prices around $116 here in the South. Now, unless we see an early narrowing between bids and asking prices, don't expect significant trade volume to develop until tomorrow. Now, the hog buyers, they should resume work today with bids steady to a dollar higher. The spread between the pork cutouts and the nation lean base is just shy of about $11, implying packer profits close to $15 per head. That's smaller than early fall margins, but still decent. Saturday's kills should total close to 200,000 head. Now, the hog futures seem likely to open mixed today as well, with nearby probably outperforming the deferreds. The U.S. corn and soybean harvest is moving right along. Soybean harvest moving quickly enough, in fact, that Tuesday brought modest price losses for that commodity. Soybean prices lost most of the gains they captured in overnight trading. Corn and wheat brought mixed results yesterday, meantime, but prices did stay close to unchanged. The wheat prices were mixed, with winter wheat prices down slightly on profit taking after prices nearly hit 3-week highs earlier in the day. December Chicago wheat fell about 2.5 cents, closing at 435.5, while December Kansas City wheat down about 1.5 cents, closing at 432.5. That ahead of Thursday's USDA report on grain exports. Trade analysts predict wheat exports for the week ending of October 19 to total between 11 million and 18.4 million bushels. Corn prices traded narrowly for much of the day yesterday before falling off in the last hour of trading due to profit taking after hitting a 3-week high earlier in the session. December prices ended up 1.75 cents lower, closing at 351. March 2018 fell about 1.5 cents, closing at 365.25. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, December live cattle was down 45 cents yesterday, 119.07. February up 20 cents, 124.72. November feeder cattle up 5 cents, 156.17. And January up 60 cents, 155.60. December hogs up 45, 64.47. February's up 95 cents at 69.60. Kansas City wheat to December down a half penny at 433.5. March was down a half at 451.25. Chicago wheat December down 2.5, 435.5. And the March was down 2.25 at 453.75. December corn down 1.75 cents, 351. March down 1.5 at 365.25. November soy was unchanged, 975.5. And January was up a half at 986.25. December cotton down 34 points at 68.97. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.